Masterbits is part of the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network. That is Masterbitters, The Simplest, and Eating at the Movies, Crushgasm, Men Are the Prize, and Love is Black. Please check out all of our podcasts for different podcast needs. And Masterbitters is always done in front of a live social media audience. We're a mature podcast that talk about mature things. It's not kid-friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you. Have a good day. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the I Did Not Make These Rankings Podcast Network's Drafts. My name is DeAndre Robson, and I got a mean headache right now. And these are my friends. Say hello, friends. Starting with Casey.
Hi, everybody. I'm Casey. I am everybody's favorite host of An Evening at the Movies, and I am here to have some fun and draft some winning rosters. So let's get this shit on the road.
Yeah.
Harvey.
Hello, Harvey here, host of Men Are the Prize, the podcast in the midst of a good season. Also co-host of Love is Black, the podcast that I host with the hot wife, Grease. Getting ready for the next season. I think next week we finally drop some business. About to change some lives. About to be fun.
About time.
Oh, hey, I'm busy. I got four kids, a wife, and you know, I'm busy. Tired. Okay. Yeah.
Amanda. I'm Amanda, host of the Simplest podcast, and Dre, I'm with you in the pain department. I got some mean menstrual cramps going on, so don't nobody piss me off right now. No, I'm just kidding. but yeah, I'm here. I'm ready. Sorry. I'm not high, I swear.
Kendra.
Hello, I'm Kendra, host of Crushgasm. I'll talk more about it later, but I'm really excited because I bought a CD Walkman and it came today, so I'm really jazzed about it.
Oh my God.
So you can see it's been.
You went back in time to the 90s.
How much was that?
Huh? It couldn't have cost that much. How much did that run?
It was like 20 something, but Garth Brooks isn't on anything, and I'm traveling to see him, so I have to take my Garth Brooks CDs to listen on the plane. Mm-hmm. So I am all prepared.
Okay.
Well, blast from the past. With that being said, welcome to the drafts. First draft we're going to do is Casey's top 100 songs. Now, Casey won the draft. One of the drafts 2 weeks ago, he wanted to do his top 100 songs that he plays on Spotify. So we have those, the list of those. Here's the order. It goes Casey, Harvey, Amanda, myself, then Kendra. It was like always the snake style. So it goes Kendra, myself, Amanda, Harvey, then Casey. With that being said, Casey, are you ready?
I am ready. And with that said, I would like to announce that I have a co-conspirator with my first pick, and DJ Dre, if you would please.
Okay. All right. So I was told to do this.
I wonder what this song is going to be.
I'm sorry, people don't hate me for this.
I have a feeling.
That's the song.
The theory behind that was I was hoping somebody's husband wasn't going to be at home because she doesn't like hearing that song when she's home alone,
and it
was
going to fuck with her your head. Friend.
I'm with you guys, so it's okay. And thanks.
Oh my God.
So, yes, I chose as my number one song the theme from the 1978 Halloween. Thank you very much, Harvey. The floor is yours, sir.
Before Harvey goes, big shout out to the Last of Us FYP page from Twitter. I mean, on TikTok, to let me use that. I actually asked them, can I use those their page for that? So, big shout out for that.
All right, hey, Harvey, thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Harvey's on you.
Okay. As I mentioned before, as looking through this list, Kate, you have quite a list. A lot of this stuff is stuff that I would listen to. So this was fun to kind of sift through here.
More life.
I'm Yeah. I'm resisting the urge to take Peter Cetera because it would just be wrong to do it twice. Not going to do it. I am going to take one of my favorite songs, and that is More Than Words by Extreme. I love that song. I listen to that a lot.
That was my first dance I ever had with a boy, was to that song in middle school.
Oh, wow. Dance.
Yep.
My song, now, my first song was Back That Ass Up.
Wow.
Have you seen that video? It's like at least 10 years old, of the girl twerking and her face, like she can't stop twerking. It's Stevie TV. And her family does a twerking intervention. I'm going to send it to you guys because there's this thing about juveniles back that ass up in there. It's really funny.
Okay. Amanda's on you.
Okay. Harvey's right. Casey had a lot of good stuff on here, and I was going to try to mix it up, but I think I may kind of keep it all in the same genre. We're going to find out. But I am going to go ahead and take first Jump in the Line by Harry Belafonte. Rest in peace, sir. Mm-hmm. One of my all-time favorite songs.
Mm-hmm. Actually, that pick did not surprise me at all.
All right. It's on me, and I can't let this not go in the first round because Kendra doesn't ask me. I'm pretty sure it won't. She won't pick this, so... It's definitely going Purple Rain.
Oh, no.
Purple Rain has to be in the first round. It has to be.
Yeah.
That's not even what I thought you were going to pick.
Oh, not yet. No. Oh. I made you all think I'm going to pick. And if Kitchen doesn't pick it, then I'll pick it. But Purple Rain has to be in the first round. Like, it has to. Mm-hmm. All right, Kitchen's on you.
First round, it's the DuckTales theme song.
I had it on my list too.
I wanted it for my bench, but I had a feeling Kendra was going
to
take it.
Ah, bet you got Kendra in here. That's not going to make it to your bench.
There's like three songs in here that if Kendra doesn't pick, I like, these are straight up Kendra songs. I know she's going to pick.
All right.
And DuckTales was one of them.
First round is Halloween theme song, More Than Words, Jump in the Line, Purple Rain, and DuckTales theme song. All right, Kendra, it's on you.
I'm going to go with one of my favorite songs, and that's Pearl Jam's Last Kiss.
Oh, you suck. I love that song.
I do not like that song.
I don't know what it's something about that. I don't know.
Yeah. It's haunting, isn't it? That's what it feels like. I think that's what it is.
Sad. Yeah.
All right. It's on me. And I'm going to go Rhythm of the Night by The Barge.
Nice.
That's what I thought you were going to take.
Oh, yeah. Well, obviously, if I get it now,
Dude, listen, if we get enough black people voting, you done one already.
All right. Amanda's on you.
I think for my next pick, I'm going to take You Got It All by The Jets.
Nice pick.
I love that song. I forgot about it until I got this playlist.
Man, do you know about that family?
Mm-mm. The Mormons?
I would, if you have a few minutes, investigate that family. It's really interesting.
Does that mean that I shouldn't like their music anymore?
No.
What don't I do want that to me.
No. All I want you to do is think about what those songs meant. And then when you find out how young they were, it'll mess with you. That's
okay.
It. That's all.
Okay.
Well, all right. Harvey's on you.
Okay. I'm a TV person. There's a TV theme song on here. Probably my favorite TV theme song of all time.
Mm-hmm. The Fresh Prince is not on there.
Good point. It is actually Believe It or Not by Joey Scarberry from the I love that.
I'm walking on air.
I never thought I'd be so free. My ish right there, man.
There are plenty better theme songs than that, but I
didn't say better, but I said personally, my personal favorite. My personal favorite. Chill out, bro. Chill, son.
I was agreeing with Kendrick. All right, Casey's on you.
All right, so I'm going to thank Harvey right now for my late birthday gift of not picking my number two song. So for life. I'm going to go with Peter Cetera, The Glory of Love.
Yeah.
Damn it. I should have picked it.
Nah, you gotta take that first, man.
I was worried you were gonna. Harvey said he wasn't gonna do it. I was more concerned you were gonna do it with one of those two picks you had.
All right, so round two, Last Kiss, Rhythm of the Night, You Got It All, Believe It or Not, and Glory of Love. Casey, it's on you.
Oh shit, it is me again. Let's see. There's so many.
There's a lot of good songs in here.
Yeah, there's. You really have a good list, bro. You really do.
I tried to put, well, I'm going to go a little bit black with my list, just a little bit. we're going to go with one of my favorite songs off of the very first album that I ever listened to cover to cover. And it was an album by the great Michael Jackson, Thriller.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll
show you. All right. Harvey.
Can't go wrong with that pick. 80s kid at my heart. I have to go with Suso Studio by Phil Collins.
Nice. Good choice.
Amanda.
All right. Well, the rest of these are just going to be songs that are favorites of mine. I don't think I'm getting any votes with my list. So my next pick is Waiting for a Star to Fall.
Oh, I love that song so very much.
God, that song is so good.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Just all the feels.
I love that song. It's beautiful.
So it's on me, and let's keep it black here. Let's go End of the Road, Boyz II Men.
Nice.
And Kendrick.
Really, that surprises me, Dre, with you keeping it black the whole way through.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go Nelly and Kelly, Dilemma.
Dilemma.
That's a good song.
Emily loves you for that because I wasn't picking it.
Paris hates that song too.
All right, so round three: Thriller, Suso Studio, Waiting for the Star to Fall, and End of the Road, and Dilemma. Kendra's on you.
I'm going to go Otis Redding.
Oh, you suck.
Dang it.
That was my next pick. God damn it.
That sucks.
Kendra. There you go.
And I'm surprised that lasted this long.
And with that said, Kendra just won the whole freaking
thing. That was my very next pick. All right. Shit. Well, then I got to put the only black list person on my list again, because everyone was just pure white. I'm going to Strata Compton, NWA.
Nice.
There's plenty more blackness on this list.
Oh, yeah. No, on my list.
Oh, written. Okay.
On my list, sorry. Amanda?
Okay. Keeping it 80s. I'm going to take Don't Dream It's Over by Crowded House.
Don't Dream It's Over?
Yeah. Another song I just absolutely love.
All right, Harvey.
Since I went with Phil Collins, I'm going to kind of stay on that trajectory. It's not Genesis or Phil Collins, but it is kind of a spinoff of them. I'm going with The Living Years by Mike and the Mechanics.
That's a good
song. It's a, son of a bitch. Wonderful song. It's like if you're a son, that song, it's a beautifully written song. And it's like, mm-hmm. if I were to cry about anything like that, that could do it. It's a
great song. I've cried over that song.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I literally in the last 2 months have cried over that fucking song.
I sure can understand that completely. Yeah. Completely.
All right, Casey.
Literally, Harvey just stole my fucking pick.
I'm asshole. Sorry.
You know what? I'm going to keep it lighthearted, though. We're not going to go dark this time. Surprise, surprise, because we all know Casey likes the dark, but we're going to keep it upbeat, and I'm just going to let you know that a lady by the name of Gloria Estefan wants you to know that the rhythm is going to get you.
I hate you. I wanted that for my bench. I didn't think anybody was going to pick it. Damn it.
I mean, it is one of his 100 favorite songs.
I still didn't think Casey would put it. Like, I just, I thought I could save that. Oh, well.
Rhythm is going
to get you.
So
catchy.
Okay, tonight. So.
Seriously, I'm gonna, this playlist is going to be badass when it's done.
Yeah. Dude, this is serious. The playlist tomorrow.
Round four. Sit on Dr. Bay, Shanna Compton. Don't Dream Is Over, The Living Years, and The Rhythm Is Going to Get You. Casey's on you.
Do it.
Okay.
We're going to go with the other Jets entry on this list, and we're going to make it real.
Mm. They were so good.
I had the hardest time deciding which of those two songs to pick.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you pick one, somebody's going to pick the other one. Make It Real by the Jets.
Mm-hmm. They're both so good.
Mm-hmm. And there's still other hits that they had from back in their heyday, too. So,
all right, Harvey.
The 80s, I had like a few artists that I really love. Like, I really love Hall & Oates. Obviously, Michael. Obviously, Phil Collins. Another is George Michael. So, we're going with Wake Me Up Before You Go Go by Wham. That's my.
Damn it. Woo.
One day when we're off camera, I can tell you that song led to me getting to have some relations. And
I all right.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to pick a song that is, I mean, I do it with most of these, but this song definitely, if I'm by myself in the car, in the shower, I think I'm like Celine Dion and I can sing it, going with Alone by Heart.
Oh, great song.
I was going to say, there is no, I don't think
I was wondering where you were going there.
I was trying to throw you off.
My heart will not go on this list.
Mm. All right. So it's on me. And in 1 year, it's going to be May. So I'm going, it's going to be me by the same.
The hook of that song is actually really good. Like the bridge to the hook is actually really, even though it's like cheesily written, because all those boy band songs are the same, like three people who wrote all those songs. Like, all those hooks are the same.
I will say this though, the video is. It's entertaining. I will say that video is entertaining. I'm not gonna lie.
What is it? Max Martin? Is that the guy who wrote that? He wrote a lot of their stuff. Yeah,
I think so.
All right, Kendra.
The most infectious song. I want to dance with somebody from
Whitney.
Yes,
Whitney. Yeah, I want to dance with somebody.
All right. Round five, Make It Real, Wake Up Free Go-Go, Alone, It's Gonna Be May, and I want to dance with somebody.
I appreciate you saying it that way. It's gonna be May.
All right, Kendra, you get your very last pick.
I'm gonna go with favorite. I love Not Ready to Make Nice for the Chicks.
Yes. I wrote that down too. It's a good one.
All right, so it's on me, and this is a song that I think I can sing into that one high note. We got to squeeze the balls, and it's Take On Me by Aha.
Nice.
That's the one. All right, Amanda.
Okay. I'm really struggling because there's still two songs I really, really want. Okay. Damn it. Wind of Change by Scorpions. Ugh. If I didn't just say one of them, I was going to keep agonizing.
All right. Harvey.
Yo, the legit, it just occurred to me that this is the, not that this is a surprise for me, but this is maybe the whitest list of everybody's here. Like, damn it, there's no, ain't no Negroes here for miles. I gotta put something black in here. I'm going with Hebo Bryson. If ever I'm in your arms, that's a great song. Peebo was disrespected. It was like Peebo, Luther, Freddie Jackson.
Yeah.
But everybody remembers Luther, but they don't remember Peebo. He was doing.
I'm Peebo and Freddie. You are my lady.
Oh. Can I change my vote? My pick.
All right. Okay. Casey, you're the very last pick.
Okay.
Casey, you're going to do it, aren't you? You son of a bitch.
Wait.
What if I change my pick now before Casey goes?
No, if Harvey didn't go, I probably would let you. But Harvey already went.
It's all right.
I literally have two, and I'm like, one, the person skip over the one next to me and then go to the next one. It would probably cause her to choke up and cry, and I don't know if I want to make her cry yet.
Say it!
But I could also do something for our country.
How are you going to fuck for our country?
What? But, because our country want to sue.
But I'm flipping back and forth, and I think I'm going to, because my co-host and best friend means the world to me, and she is my plobster, I'm going to go with Barry Manilow, Mandy.
Thank you.
Oh, Mandy.
I was named after that song.
And you made me a man. Oh, Mandy.
You know what song I like better? Oh, Margie, you went and you got me a turkey. You know that on The Simpsons? On my vacation away from worky.
All right, here's our rosters. Casey, Halloween theme song, Gloria Love, Thriller, The Room Is Going to Get You, Make It Real, and Mandy. Harvey, More Than Words, Believe It or Not, So-So Studio, The Living Years, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, and If I Were Ever in Your Arms. Amanda, Jumping the Line, You Got It All, Waiting for a Star to Fall, Don't Dream It's Over, Alone, Wind of Change. Myself, Purple Rain, Rhythm of the Night, End of the Road, Straight Outta Compton, It's Gonna Be May. Take it. Sorry, I gotta say it like that. and Take On Me.
Kendra. I wanted Run Around Sue so bad. Sorry.
Kendra, DuckTales theme song, Last Kiss, Dilemma, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, I Want to Dance with Somebody, and not Ready to Make Nice. All right. So those are our rosters. Please, please, please vote to see who has the best roster.
List of commercials.
All of us.
Before we get to our second draft, we got to go back in time. So, for travel destinations of last week, tie for second was Harvey and Casey. Number one, because thank you, Harry Potter, me. Thank you, Harry Potter.
All right. Yeah. Like, who wants to go to school? It's a school at the end of the day. Right. I don't know.
It's a magical school, and magical and nerds want to go to.
I'm a muggle.
All right, and then with movies with numbers in them, there was a tie for third with Harvey and Amanda. Cam was second, and myself was first. So
collusion.
Damn right, he won both. Oh my god!
Y'all don't fucking understand how great of a movie Seven is. I mean, seriously. What's in the box?
Seven is an unbelievable movie.
Seven is a great movie.
What's in the box?
Seven, great movie. But I mean, four out of five people knew about Fifth Element, 40 Year Old Virgin, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and Ocean's 11.
Listen, like, just because you have people like your friends voting for you,
I never say who's me. I promise. I swear, it doesn't ever.
Sometimes it's pretty obvious who's what, and I think
that's
it is what. And most of the time, I don't vote. I just kind of leave it to the people. Mm-hmm. I don't vote at all.
Oh, so if people don't know, when we do vote, we don't vote for ourselves. That's the rule. Yeah. We cannot vote for ourselves. So that's what it is. All right, but next week, we are not doing a draft. Next week, we're doing a bracket to see who gets the infamous veto. And since Kendra had the veto last time, she had to pick what draft we do, what bracket we do, and we're doing it based off a draft, and we are doing teen TV shows. So we're picking all the TV shows that we did from the teen TV shows bracket draft, and we turn it to a bracket, and whoever show wins gets to be the veto and they have to use it in 4 weeks, which is a month, or the veto will be vetoed.
All right. Null and void.
All right. With that being said, let's get cutthroat.
Can I go first?
Nope.
So
you can go first after Casey and whoever's after him.
Here's the order.
Mm-hmm.
It's Casey's first, then myself, then Kendra, then Amanda, and then Harvey.
Oh, damn, I'm last. Oh, yes. My God.
I'm not going to get my first pick.
Your picks are all going to get taken, Harv.
All righty, then.
No good picks for Harvey.
If Casey and Dre don't, I have this feeling Kendra is on the same page as me of what's the first one that needs to be picked. We're gonna see.
Okay, so if you don't know what the draft is, we are drafting the best commercials of all time. All right. That being said, Casey, you're first. Go ahead.
So I'm gonna go a little bit ridiculous with my first pick just because it may not be the greatest commercial of all time. But before I do that, I would like to say that the network is up and we want the smoke. And I'll be drafting WhatsApp.
Which one? There's three versions of that.
Oh, wait. We did say sick, but damn it.
The original? Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So I'm just going to put the WhatsApp because, I mean, if me personally, you can draft how you want, but if, once I see something say that, I'm not going to pick any other version. Me personally. That's just me personally. Howard, though, I'm next. And I got to go with Dirty Mouth commercial.
Who are you calling the cootie queen?
I thought you were going to take the one you talked about before.
That's the funniest commercial of all time.
Who are you calling the cootie queen? You lit liquor.
Oh my God.
That shit is great.
Dre's going to win. Whoever got that's going
to
win.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, whoever got that's winning.
All right, Kendra's on you.
Mm-hmm. And we didn't specify if it had to be like real commercials. So I took a commercial from a show, and that is Log from Ren and Stimpy.
Okay. Think outside the box.
You could always depend on Kendra to bring the heat.
All right, Amanda.
I don't play anymore.
Lint liquor broke my heart.
Oh my God, that's brilliant.
Damn it. Okay, I guess I'm going to go with the Hungry Betty White stickers commercial.
She got popped. All right, yeah, Harvey.
All right, okay, so my first pick, everybody's all laughy and such. I'm going to get slightly serious. I think maybe the best commercial of the 80s. Because it wasn't promoting anything particular. It was promoting you stay your ass off of drugs. So let's go. This is your brain on drugs.
Your brain's on drugs.
Any questions? So that's my first pick.
And everybody in the 80s smoked weed. So there you go.
Smoke weed. That was like their fourth choice. It came before crack and then heroin and then weed.
All right, so round one, the What's Up commercial with the French toast, Log, Betty White, and this is your brain on drugs. Harvey, it's on you.
Okay. I got a few on this list. I think I'm going to be okay. I was concerned I wouldn't have enough. I am going to go I'm going to go with one of the Old Spice commercials. Okay. And I'm going to go with I'm on a horse.
Damn you.
That's a good one.
It's called The Man Your Man Could Smell Like. Mm-hmm. All right. Amanda.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so my first one was a Super Bowl commercial. This one's also going to be a Super Bowl commercial. Going with the Volkswagen commercial, The Force. With the little boy is Darth Vader, and he's trying to use the Force on everything. And at the very end, the dad clicks the keys, and the lights on the car come on, and he's like, I did it! I love that commercial.
All right. Kendra.
I'm going to go with a toy commercial, the Skip It, because that had a good, like, jingle.
Skip it.
Like, very best thing of all.
There's a counter on his balls. 90s. Oh, yeah. Love it. All right. Well, this is where I'm going straight to hell. But gasoline draws on. It is what it is. The funniest commercial I've ever seen in my goddamn life. Help me, I'm falling. I can't get up.
That's just a life alert commercial.
Oh, my, help me, I'm falling. I can't get up. Is one of the best things in my life. And if I need a laugh, I watch that. God, it's true. And it's not because she's old. It's because the acting is so fucking bad. And she's just hanging like this. Oh, God. Oh, my goodness.
I actually thought that was what you were going to say first, too.
Oh, God. Oh, well, I had to first one first, but damn it. Oh, shit. All right, Kendra, me and Casey's on you. Jesus. Oh.
So, if you knew me back in the 90s, you knew that as much as I love my local sports teams, I also am a huge, huge fan of the GOAT. Fuck LeBron James, the GOAT, Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. And I always had a dream that I wanted to be like Mike.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be the Be Like Mike Gatorade commercial.
Be like Mike. All right. So round two, The Man Your Man Could Smell Like, Force, Skip It, Help Me, I'm Falling, I Can't Get Up, and I Want to Be Like Mike. Gacy's on you.
Let's see. We'll take that off my list because I just picked it. And nope. I think we're going to go with one of my favorite fast food commercials of all time. And I just have one question for all of you. Where's the beef?
Oh, that old lady was so cute.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So, this next pick is for Emily. I told her I'll get it if I could. That's what it is. I'm gonna go with the Iggy Shuffle when he's in the supermarket and he smacked the meat on the floor. Did you hear that? So I'm gonna go Iggy Shuffle.
80s Shuffle.
Iggy Shuffle.
Iggy. Football player that he did this dance every time he's put it on.
Yeah, you.
All right, Kendra.
I'm going with the Got Milk commercial with the Aaron Burr, where he is calling in. That's a good one.
All right, Amanda.
Okay, I'm a sucker for mostly the Super Bowl commercials because I love like Easter eggs and cameos and recreations of stuff and famous people. So I'm going to be picking a few like that. But the next one I'm going to take is the Apple commercial with Taylor versus the treadmill. Taylor Swift on the treadmill where she's listening to Jumpman and she's rapping it and she falls flat on her face on the treadmill. Mm-hmm. It's an Apple Music commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you guys not know what I'm talking about?
Probably if I saw it, but not off the top of my head, yeah.
Okay.
Harvey.
Okay, I got back-to-back ones. Yeah. Let's...
Back to front.
Back to front. Front to back. I always thought these were hilarious. Terry Tate, the office linebacker.
Terry Tate!
I love those. Oh, it's goodness. The Super Bowl one. It's hilarious. They ran that for years. It was so fucking funny.
Oh, so, Terry Tate Jones are hilarious.
The Super Bowl like, spot.
He just starts smacking people in the office. Yo.
Oh, my God.
Round three, Where's the Beef? Iggy Shuffle, Got Milk, Taylor versus the Treadmill, and Terry Tate. All right, Harvey.
I have to go to one of my favorites. I'm going to go with Michael Jackson, the Pepsi generation. With Alfonso Ribeiro's in it with him dancing. It's a great commercial.
Not the one where his hair caught on fire?
No.
Not that one. No.
Please, no.
So I'm going to hell again. It is what it is. I'm already going there again. If you ever watched American Dream, the Jackson American Dream, and you see that spot, that is the most hilarious shit I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my God, Dre!
My hair! She's turning her
own. You're evil! That was a traumatic moment for him.
It was. No, it definitely was. My mom said it wasn't.
And I watched it, you're right.
How they did it on that miniseries was fucking hilarious. It was. All right, I made this on you.
Okay. I'm going to go with a super duper tearjerker. Like, there's a few that have made, well, I cry a lot, but this one made me ugly cry. The Budweiser commercial, Fathers Who Stepped Up. It's like three different people, I think, with their stepdads, and they all present their stepdads with adoption papers. Like, will you adopt me? Like, ugly fucking crying. So
nice. All right, Kendra.
I'm also going for sad. I'm going for Sarah McLachlan's SPCA commercial.
In the eyes of the angel. I knew one of you ladies was going to say that.
No, I couldn't even write it down. George knows to turn the channel immediately. Like, if I'm anywhere in the house and that comes on, he's like, where's the remote?
I had a 3 month Sarah McLachlan run where I was all in my feelings. Mm-hmm. Listening to that live CD all the time. It was a problem.
It was a good one. It was a
damn good one. Oh, yes.
All right. My next pick is for Emily as well. Yeah, I know everybody's going to pick it, so I'm going to pick it now. We're going to go with the Heinz Ketchup Wiener Dog commercial.
Aww.
All the Wiener Dogs is running and shit.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to go there as well. All right, Casey.
As a young, wee little lad growing up in the Pacific Northwest, I had an affinity for catching and collecting frogs. So with that, I will say, Bud, Wise.
Good pick.
Yep. George wanted me to pick that one. I guess I should have.
Mm-hmm. Listen All to right. your humming.
Mm-hmm.
Round four, Michael Jackson Pepsi, Father Who Stepped Up, Sarah McLachlan, Wiener Dogs, and Frog Budweiser. Casey, who's on you?
So.
There's too many good ones.
I'm going to go with probably the first truly iconic Super Bowl commercial that I remember seeing as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be classified as a commercial, may not be classified as a commercial, but Bud wow. Bowl.
You said Bud Bowl?
Bud Bowl.
All right. I'm sure what that was.
That's not even what I thought you were going to do, but go ahead.
Okay.
I am going with the commercial that gave the second person their job and the iconic status because he was just doing YouTube commercials. I'm going the original State Farm, Jake from State Farm. The original Jake from State Farm. So what you wearing, Jake from State Farm?
Yeah. She sounds hideous. Oh, I can't believe I forgot about that.
Abby used to walk around the house quoting that all the time. She's like, he sounds hideous. Well, he's a guy.
Yeah, he's, so. He's a guy. So. All right, Kendra.
I'm going to go the gray poupon.
Ah, good ones.
Good one. I didn't even think of that. Uh-huh.
Pets the good coupon. Amanda.
I guess because this is one of my all-time favorites, I'm going to go with the AT&T commercial with Gordon Ramsay, where he's in like the Costco place and thinking, you cocktail stick. I say that all the time. Use a cocktail stick.
All right. Harvey.
All right. My first. Though ESPN, those This Is Sports Center commercials were amazing. Yep. They were amazing.
I watched them all day yesterday.
The one I'm picking is the one where it's Big Buddy, where all of them are just playing. They're all there. It's for the kids, and they're playing basketball. And Stuart Scott, they're playing. You have to watch it. Stuart Scott is having so much fun with them. It is the funniest thing ever. So
all big, of those ads are hilarious. Yeah,
this is Definitely Sports Center, Big Buddy. Yes. Oh my God. I still randomly watch when they announced it on Sports Center that Sunday morning. It's so sad because they were all heartbroken. Heartbroken when he had to announce that.
Rest in peace. Mm-hmm. Round five. Bud Bowles, Jake from State Farm, Grip Upon, Gordon Ramsay, and Big Buddy. Harvey, you get your very last pick.
Very last pick. Mentos, the fresh maker. The one I'm picking is the suit guy where he sits down on the bench and there's paint, and then he lays there and he rolls himself on it, and also he's got a pinstripe suit and he's like the fresh maker. You know, it's terrible.
But it's horrible.
It's so bad.
It's so bad that it's good. It's so bad that it's fucking good.
Have you ever had a Mentos though? I've never had one.
I think they're nasty.
I had the fruit Mentos. Never the Mentos.
I've had a Mentos. I didn't have a second one though.
Much better than the product.
Yeah, it's not that great.
All right, Amanda.
I know we keep saying this, but we need to do a part two because I'm not even touching all my celebrity commercials I wanted to because I'm not going to do it with this one.
Make sure you get consent first.
Do what? Yeah. I am going with Geico, the wee pig. Okay. It is one of my favorite commercials of all time.
My favorite commercials are like CD collection commercials from back in the day. My favorite was that like Pure Mood CD where it was like Indian, like sail away, sail away. It was like, you know, like Sade is probably on there, but Pure Mood CD.
That's, we know you didn't buy that. You didn't buy it at all.
I just loved the commercial, and it had that like Indian song where it's like, da 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 da.
Yeah.
Those, oh my goodness, those commercials. Yeah, I remember those. All right, it's on me, and God damn it. I probably should pick those two in front of it, but I gotta go because it was just hilarious to me. I'm going with a Doritos commercial. And the little boy said, "Don't touch my mama and don't touch my Doritos." All right.
It's almost what I picked instead of the pig.
Don't touch my mama. Listen,
he slaps him.
He's back in the shot. All right. Casey, you get the very last pick.
So generally, I'm not the one of us that tends to break out in song when they make a selection on these drafts, but I'm going to have to for this one just because it's an iconic jingle. So for all of us in this amazing podcast network, I just want to say that none of us want to grow up because we're Toys R Us kids.
That is a damn good one. Good pick.
There's a million toys R Us that we can play with. From bikes to trains to video games, it's the greatest toy store there is. I don't want to grow up because if I did, I couldn't be a Toys R Us kid.
Game, board games, board toys, more games. Oh boy, I'd rather be a toy. You always got to get the hook in there. You got to get the brew. All
right.
It was either that or I was going to go with walking downstairs alone in pairs and making a slinkety sound.
Folgers.
Oh, I wrote down the Folgers one too.
Oh,
or the Herbal Essence Orgasmic.
Oh yeah.
Oh. So the two I only have two left because I mean because all video one and we can do part two. I can find them, but the how many licks to Tootsie Pop commercial?
How many licks?
How many licks? And then Meet Joe Green.
Yeah. That's what I thought. That's what I thought somebody was gonna take.
Green. All right.
I was gonna do J.G. Wentworth. I was gonna pull.
It says cash now.
Have y'all seen the? I wish I would have picked this. Damn it! The Alexa loses her voice commercial. Alexa loses her voice, and so then like, okay, we've got people ready to go, and it's like Gordon Ramsay and Anthony Hopkins and all these people filling in for Alexa. It's really funny.
SpaghettiOs, Gushers.
I should fuck people emotions because people literally hate this one, but I don't care. I should pick the when the guy come out. Wait, not in school. the backwards hat in the parking lot. He tried to go to his online school. I forgot what it's called.
Like, you can get your life together right now, but you're sitting there watching Maury Povich. Whatever. And you're like, I am.
But you're in a fucking parking lot talking to me at night. So
yeah,
right,
we got to do another one because there's so many. The Hyundai first date one with Kevin Hart, where he lets the boy drive his daughter out on the date, but the car, he knows where they are. So everywhere they go, he shows up. Anyway, it's funny.
I almost did Real Men of Genius. They did a whole bunch of those. Those were hilarious, too.
And I had like three Heisman House commercials written down.
8553.
And I had a Discovery Zone commercial.
Fuck
those commercials, man. They were never even near me, but they had the commercials airing. I was like...
And Meow Mix.
I used
to sing that to my cat every day.
In the bacon, it's bacon.
It's bacon.
Time to make the donuts. That was another one. You know, that's older. You got to be, you know, old school for that one. But that's legendary.
So rosters. Casey, what's up? Want to be like Mike? Where's the beef? The frogs. Bud Bowl, and I don't want to grow up. Myself, with the French toast. Dirty mouth, but I love to say with the French toast. help me out, falling, I can't get up, which is, I don't give a damn, it's hilarious. Iggy Shuffle, Winter Dogs, Jake from State Farm, and Save Me for My Mama and Mistake for My Doritos. Kendra, Log, Skip It, Got Milk, Sarah McLachlan, Ripple Pond, and Pure Mood. Amanda, Betty White, The Force, Killer versus the Treadmill, Father Who Stepped Up, Gordon Ramsay, AT&T, and Wee Pig. And Harvey, This Is Your Brain on Drugs, Old Spice, the Man Your Man Could Smell Like, Terry Tate, Michael Jackson Pepsi, Big Buddy, and Mentos, The Fresh Maker.
So the reason I was asking about the What's Up commercials is because I almost picked this one too. The one from last year where they did it with all the gadgets. There was an Alexa and like a Roomba and like a bunch of stuff in this guy's apartment. And they were all like saying the What's Up stuff. It was really funny.
All right. Well, listen, we want to thank everyone that's going to vote. Please do vote for all of our things. Next week, we won't be having the draft. We will have a bracket to see who get the infamous veto. And again, we're doing the bracket for teen TV shows. And whoever team TV show goes number one will get the infamous veto, and they got to use it in 4 weeks or the veto will be vetoed. With that being said, let's say goodbye, starting with
bye. You can find An Evening at the Movies wherever you get your podcast listening fix. As well, you can find Literature Reapers with Casey and Amanda and Shanna wherever you get your podcast listening fix. Well, you can get it on Spotify and Apple right now. For now, we'll get you on some other stuff here shortly. But big stuff coming up. Stay tuned on all social media platforms, and I will keep you updated as to what's coming up and when it's coming up. I had a lot of fun tonight. I hopefully might pick up number 16, but not going to hold my breath. So thank you for being here. Thank you for voting. Thank you for all my cohorts in the I Did Not Make These Ranking Podcast Network, www.idnmtrpodcastnetwork.com. Thank you, Kendra, for creating a website again, because you don't get enough credit for that. And next, Kendra.
Hello. I'm Kendra, host of Crushgasm, and you can find everything at crushgasmpodcast.com. This week, we have Casey coming up with his reality TV show crush. And then I have the ladies from Today We Laugh, We Learn talking about an 80s movie they both loved. And then I'm going to be talking about the Backstreet Boys' top 30 moments that they people voted on, but I'm going to talk about them because they voted wrong. Of course, they have opinions about it. But yeah, that's all coming up. But yeah, this week, check out Casey. We're talking about reality TV, and we also, he inspired me to write some fan fiction. So listen and see what that fan fiction is going to be about.
Okay.
It's me. Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Oh, yes, again, it is Harvey here, host of Men of the Prize, the podcast, and co-host of Love is Black, the podcast that I host with the Hot Wife Carice. Yes. This was fun, as usual. I don't see myself winning, but hey, surprise me. Vote for my list. You know which one is mine. You can feel it. You can feel it. You know which one's mine. You know. Actually, by the time you see this, it's pretty obvious which one is mine. So it doesn't really matter. Yes, Men of the Prize is coming to an end as we roll to our final episode for this season. We'll drop on Father's Day, which is the way I like to end it, since it's a men's podcast. Been a great season. What drops this Saturday is a really powerful episode. We talk about suicide prevention. We talk about mental health in general. As we're recording right now, is Mental Health Awareness Month. So this is super important. This is something we need to pay attention to, not just for men, but for everybody. And also for our kids. We have a tendency to not really talk about the fact or consider the fact that our kids have mental health issues also. It's not just ADHD. It's not just things. They have anxiety and depression. Mm-hmm. There's so much going on with our kids. So make sure you're paying attention to your kids. Stay in their lives. Stay in their thoughts. Stay in their phones. See what's going on. Be there so that you're not forced to see something you didn't want to see later. Otherwise, this was great. I'm ready for next week. It should be fun. Next.
Hello, I'm Amanda, host of The Sip List, and I don't have anything special coming up. So yeah, we'll just leave that there. And then I'm also co-hosting Crime Rewind with Shanna, new episodes every True Crime Tuesday. And then obviously the stuff Casey talked about, and you can find it at the I Did Not Make These Rankings website.
Amanda did such a chipper job. So, I mean, I was going to say this after her, but I mean, I'm still going to say it, but Jesus. All right. Well, with that being said, listen, but Masturbators will be up for award for the People's Choice Award, People's Choice Podcast Awards. We would love your votes for those as well. Please do vote for the best Black host. And right, however, though, because the chipper girl she is, that I already did it for her, the simplest is up for best comedy award.
There isn't like a best white host.
That's just best host.
I'm white as white.
That would be great.
Best Caucasian host.
I would non-pigmented. No love.
But Amanda in the simplest is will be needing your vote as well for the best comedy podcast as well. All right.
Yay, thank you.
With that being said, my name is DeAndre Robinson, and next week we're doing brackets. Please let us know what teen TV show should be number one out of our brackets, and we will tell you how wrong you are. That being said, we are